Hello, my name is Edgar Flurry. How are you today? Very good. You can hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay, very good. All right. Name is Flurry. F as in Frank, L-E-R-I. Flurry.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Okay, could you state your name for the record, sir?
I'm with Hudson Advisors in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Could you please state your name for record?
Melissa Cullen, Property Appraiser's Office.
Doug Mack, Property Appraiser's Office.
Please raise your right hand. Solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
All right. From what I've gathered, there's supposed to have a notary public, but it's been waived. So we're going to proceed accordingly. Your communication between your office and the clerk of the circuit court some time ago requested evidence that we can review. I do not have any evidence to consider at this point. So we're going to go with your testimony. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Fernando doesn't have a link to upload everything, and I've sent everything in via fax or email, rather, because that's the only option that we had. And then here at the last minute, I apologize.
Well, the clerk indicates that they did not receive any emails or any communications in regard to the evidence other than a couple of pages that I have in front of me that were provided earlier in the process. So I don't have a package. So we're going to proceed accordingly.
Do you have a comp sheet that shows the other convenience stores in Hernando County and their assessments?
Let me take a look here, okay? No, I don't have too much here. So it's not going to take me a week to look through it. So let's go.
Special Magistrate, may I speak up? So, Steve, the clerk sends notification, and I know this from multiple hearings being heard on the telephone, that you must provide the clerk's office with your evidence to provide to the magistrate. My office also sends you notification that you must provide, per Florida statute, my office with the evidence, as well as request my evidence in writing. And as a courtesy, I sent my evidence, since you were not physically here and I couldn't hand it to you early this morning. If you were at the hearing, I would have just handed it to you right now. I am not allowed to provide the special magistrate with the evidence that you have supplied me with because we are separate parties. And I'm not allowed to do that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Mills, basically, the clerk should have received something within a 7-day period, I believe it was, so we didn't. So I don't have that information, but we'll let you testify after the property appraiser provides their testimony, okay?
Well, it could be, I appreciate that. It could be hard for you to, if you don't have anything in front of you, it's not going to be anything that. It's going to be real tangible.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Well, what you can do is synopsize your, if you have approaches to value, things of that nature. Okay? And we'll go from there. We'll do as best as we can.
Well, now's not the time to do this, but we've had many hearings throughout the years, and this is the only county that didn't have a portal to upload everything.
They don't have AXIA. Yeah, we've discussed that in the past. They don't have that. They only have emails and snail mail that they can deal with. So anyway, it didn't come in time. I'll give you an opportunity of presenting some verbal evidence. Okay.
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 I appreciate that.
All right.
In short, we have 975 convenience stores in five different states, And Florida is our big expansion at the present time. It's primarily because all the people that live in the Northeast, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, have, you know.
They're moving down here.
Moving down there. And more coming.
Yeah.
And so it was the expansion has been quite large. And so naturally, every time that they go into a market, they want to see, you know, what their liability is, what their operating costs are, and how they compare to the competitors. And so that's part of our job as we underwrite locations, pick locations, pick jurisdictions on where to get, where not to get them, operate them as well. And so we always have to look at what our competition, how they are assessed, how they are taxed, with all things, you know, being equal.
Okay.
Most of our stores are sell leaseback for a variety of reasons, either to generate just to transfer the expenses and the cost to operate.
Mm-hmm.
In short, if you look at the as she told me is it Angie?
Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa. As Melissa told me, everything is in Brooksville. And so everything, I guess, is unincorporated and everything is considered in Brooksville.
That's incorrect.
Okay, stop. Okay, that's the end. Basically, these are Wawa stations, and I tried to get Wawa coffee on my way here today. I couldn't find one. All right. Could you please present the evidence at this point?
Yes, I am looking at the packet for petition 212. If you turn to page 5, you can see the property record card. The parcel number is R28-222-19-1295-0000-0010. And the $20.20 just value is listed on page 12. It's $2,715,954. The assessed and taxable value is the same at $1,323,044. On page 12 is a description of the property. This is a Wawa gas station located on Cortez Boulevard at the north side of Cortez Boulevard, east of Broad Street. It has 2.56 usable acres. This is a gas station convenience store. Its year built and effective age are 2017. It has 6,088 leasable square feet. It was purchased in July of 2017 for $3,360,000. If you can turn to pages 20 and 21, this is my improved sales chart.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone stop me if I'm moving too quickly.
Yes, hang on one sec. 215. Okay, please proceed.
I have used 5 sales. 3 are located in Hernando County, 1 is in Hillsborough, and 1 is in Pasco. They've occurred from July of 2017 up to July of 2019. And some of these are resales of gas stations, and some of these are sales of brand new gas stations. I have taken into consideration time and adjusted for market conditions, location, age condition, quality design, size, land to building ratio, and determined the final value via the sales comparison approach is $4,870,400. If you will turn to page.
Any of these Wawa stations, by any chance? You quoted this.
Sale 5 is the sale of the subject.
Sale 5?
Is the sale of the subject.
Okay. Is it 5? Okay, and that's at $634 a foot, adjusted, right?
That is, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm, okay.
If you will turn to page 30 and 31, I have included three rentals of gas stations. I have made adjustments for expense structure, location, age condition, quality design, size, land to building ratio, and derived a value of $58 per leasable square foot. You will turn to, prior to that, after this, I have support for vacancy on cap rate. If you'll turn to page 37, I have a direct cap fee simple chart. And here, without going into all the details, I arrived at a net operating income of $328,084. After I loaded the cap rate with the millage rate, the loaded cap rate is 7.74%, and I came to a value of $4,240,044. And the remaining information is some information about Wawa. I reconciled my value after deducting the tangible personal property value to $3,511,773. And in the addendum of the report is all the sale and rental information, as well as legal information and my certification and credentials. If you want me to, do you want me to just present the subject information on the second one?
Yes. Can I ask you a question, sir? The evidence of discussion that they're going to come now is the same for both properties or similar?
Are you asking me, Mr. Perry?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Then we'll have a read into the record the information on 21213.
Okay. On page 5, the parcel number for petition 213 is R33-222-18-0211-0060-0000. And the, just bear with me here. If you turn to page 12, the 2020 just value is $3,049,526. The assessed and taxable is $2,019,730. And on page, all this information is the same, and of course the adjustments that I made are relative to the subject property. If you turn to page 40, after deducting the tangible personal property value, the value of the real property is $3,811,295. And I feel like I just said the same thing, so I'm wondering if there's a typographical error. No. It's fine. And then that's all I have for now until we do rebuttal.
Did you consider the 8 criteria?
Yes, I did.
All right. The evidence presented by the property appraiser for 2112 and 212 and 213 are admissible, and they're Exhibit A. I'll be right with you. Thank you. Okay, sir. You could proceed.
Okay. Trying to wrap it up. Our property is 6,088 square feet, or roughly 6,100 square feet. We are assessed at almost $500 a square foot on the one at 12984 Cortez.
What petition number is that?
That is 213.
Okay.
And we are assessed at right at $500 a square foot.
Okay.
Mr. Perry. And the other comparable properties, the largest is 4,800, 4,900. That's a racetrack, a marathon, and a Citgo. And those are anywhere from $200 a square foot up to a racetrack that was built in 2010 that's on Cortez as well at 500 a square foot. We're roughly 2,000 square feet less, or at least 1,000 square feet less. I guess my question is, and this really, for the sake of in being considered of your time, in mindful of your time, it's the case for both of these. The other one's assessed at $443 a square foot,
mm-hmm.
and the median value with the same comp set is around $258. And that's on petition 212.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the question is, is the same amount of trouble and detail that Melissa did great job on, is that same amount of scrutiny done on all the other comp sets? Because basically we're assessed at almost twice as much as properties that are a whole lot smaller that still have, a component that has food service in it. They're not as nice and maybe it's not as spacious, probably less spells per square foot as a Wawa, but that's just our business model. The sales that you were talking about, those are investment values. It's pretty much just a financing structure with a credit tenant that's on a 30-year lease, and it can drive a pretty low cap rate when you've got somebody just trying to clip coupons.
Excuse me, you're talking about the comps or Wawa?
For Wawa, yes. She's talking about the sale.
Oh, you're talking about the sale? Okay, fine. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. So that's primarily what it is, always. You have a credit tenant on a long-term lease, and you can get a much, much higher price. Now, if you turn it into Steve's convenience store, and we walk away, Wawa walks away, it'll be a different story. So, and there's those, and there will be quite a few with COVID. There could be, probably won't be in Florida because everybody's moving now that out of the other places. But we've already closed six stores. And we put hold on quite a few expansions as well. But that's the gist of the appeal. We're assessed at $500 a foot, and the median assessment for all of our comp sets at much, much smaller square footages is about half of that.
Your comp set you had? Your comp set?
Yes, we ran comps on every other C store in the county and tried to use the ones we used all of them. Mm-hmm. And the median value is about half of what we are assessed.
50% lower. Okay. All right.
And the sizes are about 25 to 30% less than we are.
Okay. All right.
May I comment?
Yes.
Okay. What the petitioner had provided us with was an analysis of comparing assessments. In the state of Florida, there is a statute that states you cannot compare assessments unless they are in homogeneous neighborhoods. These, number one, are not in homogeneous neighborhoods. Number two, we ran our own search. There are two types of gas stations, which I will explain in a minute, which have two different structure types in our system. The subject properties are a structure type 2, which are gas stations that would be comparable to a Wawa, which, again, I'll explain in a minute. When we ran our own search, the petitioner actually only included 10 out of the, I want to say there's 20 or 25 assessment comparables here that were actually comparable to the property. What I explained to someone in your office when they called me trying to compare assessments and asking for my help to do so was that the same thing I just explained, that you can't compare assessments in the state of Florida, that our property structures are valued the same countywide. And then we, of course, consider for the structure, the effective age, the quality design, and the size. Furthermore, then we also take into consideration the location. In Hernando County, there is county properties then and that are taxed on a county millage. There are city of Brooksville. Just because something might have an address in Brooksville does not mean it is in the city of Brooksville. I noticed you were comparing two on Cortez Boulevard. One is clear on the west side of the county, while the subject is on the east side of the county. So again, I just don't feel there's any comparison here. Secondly, and I'm trying to do this quickly, I could get into a big fee simple lease fee discussion about investment properties. Wawas are built for Wawa, just like a 7-Eleven is built for a 7-Eleven. These are first generation space. They wouldn't exist unless a 7-Eleven, a Wawa, or any of those type of tenants wanted them. These are not second generation space that if the tenant were to go out, which they're still in there, that John Smith's convenience store would go pick up. It's highly unlikely. One thing you have to remember, just because something is occupied or leased, it doesn't mean that it's leased fee. The fee simple is equal to the leased fee in this case because the market for these are these first generation build-to-suit properties that are then in turn a sale leaseback or sold to an investor because they're leased by a national tenant. And that's all I have.
Can I have that list that you have there first?
Yes.
The property appraiser's list of comparable service stations is Exhibit B for both petitions. Okay. Would you like to wrap it up, sir?
No, I'm good, Mr. Perry.
Okay, very good. End of both petitions. How's Texas doing now? Getting all the Californians out there. We're getting a